brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here tonight with my co-hosts, Jason Sunkel. And tonight we are pleased to welcome Ian Cunningham and Reggie Harwell, who are here representing the Kenny Anderson High School Basketball Showcase. Ian and Reggie, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
It's a pleasure. Sure.
Glad to have you guys. Glad to have you guys a part of it. Ian, I'm going to throw the first question out at you to kind of let people know exactly what the Kenny Anderson High School Basketball Showcase is all about, where you came up with the idea, and just give us a little bit of the backstory so that people have an idea of what this is all about.
Sure. Yeah. So just want to start off by thanking God, thanking the opportunity. We've connected before, and I appreciate the time. So yeah, it started out when my family and I were flicking through Netflix and Amazon and things like that. And it was my wife, Bianca, my son, and my daughter, and we came across a documentary film. And the documentary film was Mr. Chibs. And it was a documentary about the life of Kenny Anderson, former number two overall pick in the draft, played 14 years in the NBA, and just a very real touching story about his life and about the trials and tribulations of what he's gone through as a human being. And just, you know, I found out that he was a coach at Fisk University. It's an NAIA college. And we had a mutual contact that from Fisk University. So the next day I go to church and my pastor is preaching and he says, "What are you doing to make a difference in this world? What are you trying to do to be an impactful person, an impactful human being?" My pastor, Calvin Brown at Destiny Church. So that right there, I said to myself, I just watched this documentary. I had an unbelievable feeling. My wife was like, he still has a story to tell about Kenny Anderson. My kids that are, you know, 14 and 12 just were like, "Dad, that was powerful." To be able to connect like that, I don't know Kenny. I didn't know Kenny Anderson at all until I saw that documentary and made a phone call. I never had talked to him in my life, you know, just. And so I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, I have a question for you. Is there any ideas that you had? Have you ever thought about recruiting up in like Northeast Ohio and trying to like, you know, try to get your story out there more and see what you can do?" And he was like, who are you? Kind of caught him off. It really caught him off guard. Like he was like, "Who is this guy calling me out the blue?" You know, at first I sent him a Twitter message on Chibs_1. I sent him one of those and he read it, got back to me. And it caught him off guard. I could tell at first. And he probably was like, "Who is this guy? What does he want from me?" Well, I told him my vision. And my vision was to give back to young minority youth of Northeast Ohio. That was my vision when I first started this. And I said, a lot of kids these days, and a lot of parents, they look at the NAIA and the JUCO and the D2, D3 is like a letdown. It's because I used to coach high school soccer at Normandy High School. And you just got a feeling like, parents think their kids are sometimes, you know, should be going D1. And if they can't go D1, they feel disappointed. And I think that's the wrong mentality. If you have an opportunity to get education and play the sports you love at any level, that's a blessing. And so I reached out to Kenny. I said, "Hey, let's get your name under here. Let's come up here and let's do a showcase here in Cleveland, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, at the Edge Sports and Arts Academy in Twinsburg, Ohio." And he first, you know, he was like listening to me. He's like, you know, okay. Well, I didn't let it go because I went back to my church the next day, actually, and I talked to my Pastor Brown. I said, "Pastor Brown, we have this facility here, and we have an opportunity to help bless some young men. My vision is to do it for free. I see all these showcases that are charging parents money. There's AAU everywhere. It's so watered down." I said, "Why don't we do something for free? I'll do all the legwork. I'll do it all. I'll make all the calls. I'll do all the sponsorship. I'll do everything. If I can just have this gym, full gym with courts and everything." And he said, "Ian, I think your vision's fantastic." I said, let's go with it. So what I did is I came home, I got on Vistaprint, I made up a flyer, put Kenny's image on it. I did all this. And I went to like over 30 high schools and I emailed over 10 athletic directors. And the response was so like minimum. I was really disappointed. And I just like, why aren't these people jumping on board? We're able to help bless these kids. and I couldn't figure it out. So I made a phone call to my buddy Reggie Harwell, the head coach at Shaw University, Shaw High School. And I said, Reggie, man, do you like this vision? I told Reggie my vision, and Reggie was like, man, dude, it's a great idea. And Reggie and I go back from 10 years ago to the Oberlin basketball tournament. Reggie was an unbelievable basketball player. I think he was a McDonald's All-American nominee. And I kept in touch with Reggie through the years, and he's like family to me. I mean, and so I reached out to him, and he started to spread a little bit of the word around and around Cleveland, and it still didn't pick up. So I started putting on my Instagram, my Twitter, and I got people calling me from Louisiana, Tennessee, Maryland, Michigan, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton. I'm filling this local, supposed to be local thing with local high school coaches, and I'm filling it with people from out of state. So I think that's truly amazing. And Kenny is so down for this now. He had some health issues, but he fought back, and we text all the time. He's excited. He wants to come up here. He wants to meet these coaches. So what I did is I reached out to the Lakeland Community College, Tri-C, Lorain Community College, Brian Stratton. Kenny said, let's build a relationship with these local JUCO schools because they can send them to NAIA schools after they get out of there. Let's build some relationships with these local high schools, and let's do something positive for these youth. Let's not charge them a dime. I got sponsorships from a whole – I'll name them later on if I can. I got sponsorships from everybody, all types of places. I got referees volunteering their time to come referee this for me. And Kenny's like, let's make this an annual event. And that's kind of where it goes from there, and I can go deeper, but, I mean, that's kind of the whole vision.
So what do you think? When did it turn where Kenny went from being, hey, who's this Ian guy, to all of a sudden he's on board? What do you think was it? Was it just your persistence, or what made him eventually see that, hey, this was something that was going to be great for the kids that, you know, are going to be attending the event, but also good for him and his university and what he's trying to accomplish in his life as a basketball coach down there at Fisk?
Well, if you watch his documentary, which we will, I'm inviting you and Jason right now to the showcase. And then afterwards, we're planning on having a little get together to watch the documentary. It's about a small group of 30 or 40 people. When you watch that, you'll see the type of human being he is. Kenny is a helper. I think maybe he might let his guard down too much because he was so, like, after me calling a few times and texting a few times, I think he felt it and heard it in my voice and my passion that I wasn't a fraud. I was just, and I don't want anything out of this other than if we can bless one kid with a scholarship or one kid can get something out of this, that's all I want out of it. I wanted to be the bridge between Kenny and his university to be successful because I got the touching feeling from his documentary to the bridge to the local young men here in Northeast Ohio. And now it turned into the country. And if I can be that silent person that can bridge someone together and I can see the growth, and if it can turn in from one scholarship to two to three and keep like snowballing, then I think that's the biggest picture. If that's what, as human beings, we're supposed to try to do the positive stuff in life. And we get away from that. We tend to talk about people. Let's try to uplift people. Let's try to do something for free and make a difference in this world. And he jumped on that. And I think he felt the passion in my voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. And I think it becomes clear when listening to you talk that you're passionate about what you're trying to do here. Reggie, can you jump in here and just share a little bit about why you wanted to get on board with it and what the benefits are to some of the kids that might be able to attend, what you see the benefit to them being?
Well, like Ian said, we go back a while. So it really wasn't hard for me to jump on board because I work with a lot of these underprivileged kids that he's trying to help. And with our school, Shaw High School, we don't get a lot of good publicity. We don't get a lot of support. And, you know, it really helps our kids because we do have good athletes. You know what I'm saying? It's just they don't get that platform and they don't get to see much outside of where they live. So they don't know about the Kenny Andersons. They don't know about the Fisk Universities. They only know about what they hear and what they see. So, and a lot of the kids that I've contacted, they don't have places to go. And it, like they said, they only hear about the Division One school. So it's like, who is Fisk University and who is Kenny Anderson? Because these kids don't really know much about who started this, the legacy of basketball. So to help any of these kids that's in the position that I was in when I was younger, it really does something for me and my family.
So were the college coaches, this is a question that either one of you can answer, were the college coaches, the local guys, receptive to getting on board and being there and showing up and being willing to take a chance and look at the kids and see what, you know, what kind of talent there's going to be out on the basketball floor? Because I think it's just a great opportunity, because, Reggie, you make a great point here that I think a lot of times kids get lost in the shuffle, and they also – have this mentality of what they see on TV is pretty much all they know. And I've said it numerous times to lots of different people that no one really understands how good you have to be to play at the next level, regardless of whether it's Division III or it's NAI or it's Division I. No matter what it is, you have to be a really outstanding player and have just, you have to be very, very good. And so the opportunity to get kids in front of these local guys, I think, is tremendous. So were they willing to jump on board, some of those local college coaches?
Yeah, I reached out personally and spoke to all of them, and they all were on board. They all said they would love to meet up with Kenny, love to try to bridge something together. Tri-C, Lakeland, Lorain Community College, Bryan Strand, they all were positive. And the way we're going to do the showcase is each kid is going to guarantee themselves two games. And then what I it's just a vision I had. And then so the last game, it's going to be where the top 16 players that are handpicked by Kenny and these coaches will play in a final game. So it's going to be the top 16 guys that they're really looking at, and they're going to have trophies. There's going to be an MVP of the whole day. And, you know, yeah, they're all on board. They're all excited about it. And I'm so thankful that, you know, there's so many that, you know, of all the negatives and all the people that didn't return my phone call, all it takes is one or two, and we can make a change. And so that's why I say I'm blessed to have a guy like Reggie, Brett Moore from East Tech, Raleigh Smith from Villages St. Joe's. Those three guys right there alone, you know, when all the other guys weren't answering my phone call, they were pushing for me because they saw the vision. They know what it's about, and it takes just a couple. And if we can make that change and make this an annual event and eventually make it bigger and more schools come and bigger schools come, because we have a facility that has four full-size basketball courts. So we're starting out small. I said, let's start out small, because I'm doing this on my, you know, really working to get this and build this. But eventually, why can't we have a free showcase for 15, 20, 30 colleges eventually? We can. And that's the vision I'm looking deeper down the line.
How many kids do you have, or do you anticipate being involved when it comes down to, you know, that Friday night, May 31st? How many kids do you anticipate participating?
I have 36 signed up right now, and I kept it at 36. So it's full. But, you know, when you do something free, you never know if some will come or, you know, some won't come. So I have 36 lined up, four teams. I've got local guys that are going to coach it. Reggie's going to volunteer. One of his assistant coaches is going to coach. I've got a Brush Schools JV coach going to coach. I think he's a girls JV coach. He's going to coach. I got Joe Roberts, who's a good friend of mine. He graduated from Rhodes. He's going to coach. And a guy named Aaron Ashley, who played at Cleveland Heights, he's going to coach a team. And they're all going to coach a team. And they're going to rotate the guys in. We're going to keep it no more than eight or nine guys per team, 40-minute games. And then, Friday night is a meet and greet. I wanted something a little different. I wanted something where we can get together as human beings and just enjoy each other's company for 2 hours. You got kids coming from all over, get to know each other, find out whose team you're on, socialize a little bit, keep it in a positive mentality manner where, you know, we're making something into something big, but you got a great opportunity to get to know somebody, get to talk to somebody. You'll find out their teams. Then from 9 o'clock till 10 a.m. on Saturday the 1st is when they'll have the registration, where I'll hand them their shirts that they're going to wear. And then the schedule, you know, then they'll be playing the games from between 10:30 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Gotcha. So Friday night will be a meet and greet with Kenny. And then Saturday, that's when they'll get out on the floor and be able to showcase their skills and talents for the college coaches.
Yep.
Tremendous. Look, I think this is really something that is going to be very unique. One, I think it's unique from a standpoint of there's very, very little that's done out there, and I'm sure both of you guys can attest to this, that's done for free for kids. You know, a lot of times you go to things like this and, you know, it costs an arm and a leg. And Reggie, I know that the guys that, you know, you talked about some of the players that, you know, you have that you've had been fortunate enough to coach and that are a part of your program there at Shaw, that they just may not have those opportunities that some other kids who, you know, live in wealthier suburbs might have the money to be able to go pay and play on this team or go to this showcase or attend this basketball camp. And, you know, some of the kids that you are, you know, fortunate enough to coach don't have those same opportunities. So talk a little bit about how nice it is to be able to have something that is going to provide a showcase for kids who maybe don't have the money to be able to do some of the other things that are out there in the basketball world.
I mean, that's always good for Cleveland, because the problem is the stuff costs too much. A lot of these kids paying $500, $600 playing AAU, and their parents end up being mad because they haven't even left Ohio, you know, and
right.
they work all day and try to provide and give these kids what they want. But a lot of people are just taking these kids' money and not helping these kids grow. So to do something for free for kids that I know appreciate it, who really wants to get to these things, who take time from getting better in the summer to have jobs so they can pay their own senior dues and pay for their prom. You know, these kids don't have money to pay for the things that they really need as far as to get better. They have to worry about growing up too fast. So to have something like this is really, I really thank Ian for being a part of this. And it's very special for us because I have kids that really deserve to be looked at and given a chance on the next level, because I know how hard I push them guys, and I know what they go through with me with just practice and being in East Cleveland alone. So I love this opportunity for all the kids involved, but especially our guys, you know what I'm saying? Because it gives them something to look forward to. It gives them another chance to look at, oh, I got a chance to play in front of somebody that played in the NBA and college coaches that probably looked over me at a game that they were at, that they were playing against somebody that they were looking at. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
To get that chance is just is great for us.
How many of your kids are going to participate, Reggie?
Well, I did have four kids in there, but three of my guys just signed to schools this past Saturday. So I got one kid that's going to be there from Shaw High School.
Okay. Congratulations to the three guys that are getting a chance to go and play somewhere. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an opportunity that when you put it out in front of kids and you give them a chance to play and get out there and show what they can do, I think anytime we can do that, I think that's a tremendous benefit. Reggie, I wanted to ask you a question just to get your opinion on this. If you think about the way basketball has kind of changed, even from, let's say, 10 or 15 years ago, and now so much of, especially youth basketball, but, you know, it goes on up into high school as well, so much of the basketball world in the off season is centered around AAU basketball. And so when you're in a community similar to East Cleveland, where you maybe don't have the amount of wealth that you have in other places, do you find that it's difficult to, or as the high school coach, that you have to provide more opportunities for your kids to be able to play because they just can't participate in the system the way that it is now? And there's not as much playground basketball as there used to be for kids to go out and just be able to play pickup ball the way I did when I was a kid, or maybe the way you did when you were a kid. Do you find that to be the case or no?
Yes, that's a big problem. That's AAU to me now, I think, is a big problem because these kids are not being developed, and they can't focus. They all they're looking at are the guys that's talented. So most of the guys in the city are really getting looked over You know what I'm saying?
And I know exactly.
It's kind of, it makes it very hard for these kids to focus on getting better because they're being so pampered to because of their talents and they're not being pushed. So AAU kind of takes away from these kids having the chemistry with their teammates that they're going to be with for years and the coach getting these guys better. So I really, for us, I kind of steer my guys into not playing AAU because we do summer league, we do team camps, and I like to be hands-on as far as us lifting weights and getting better because some of these guys really don't get a chance to get on these AAU teams. So in the summer, Shaw High School, we were just chilling in the summer and just waiting for the next year. So I really enjoy the summer because I really get to be hands-on with these guys and it's so watered down here, I think. it's sad the way that they do these kids, and we wasn't raised like that in the basketball world back when we were playing.
No, I agree with you on that. Talk a little bit about, this is a question unrelated to the showcase, but I'm just curious from your perspective, just hearing you talk here. Talk about how much time you're spending in the summer on an average day with your kids. Like, what's a week of Shaw High School basketball look like in the summer? What are you doing with your kids on a day-to-day basis over the course of a week?
Well, we'll usually meet at a park, either at Forest Hill or at Kane Park in the morning, probably about 8 o'clock, from about 8 to 10:30. We run some hills, do a lot of body weight exercises, and we'll probably get in the gym that day a little bit, but not much. But we do a lot of team building as far as being, I like to have these guys around my kids and my wife. And I like to show these guys the other side of why you're supposed to do this. So in the summer, I use basketball and getting these guys together for hours, really to just be around them because they see so much in East Cleveland. Like, we already had two teammates that were killed last year. And so I really don't do – It really be about building basketball, but in the summer, I try to get these guys around my family so they can see, because a lot of these guys don't have family, you know, and they don't get to see that aspect. So we'll work out, and we usually meet at Kane Park and work out there, and we come to my house afterwards, and their families will pick them up from my house. So it'd be about kind of showing these guys about life and teaching these kids because my son runs around and he thinks he's everybody on the team. You know, so I try to show them what kind of examples they set, and they don't know that they influence these little kids. So the summer just be about building them mentally, you know, as so physically.
Yeah. How important is it to you that, how important are those life lessons that you're teaching in terms of exposing them to your family and showing them what it's like that maybe they're a different path than the ones that they sometimes are exposed to out in the community, just to get them to see that they do have a different future than maybe what they see in their immediate neighborhood. How important is that to you?
Well, it's very important because, like I said, I grew up in a neighborhood such as this. So I had a coach, and Coach Hines, who took me in, and I lived with him because he felt I was in danger in my neighborhood. And so to give these guys that other side of that positive chance and that to be that role model is very important. I don't take it lightly because I have so many kids plus my kids, and It's hard, but I do enjoy it because somebody took the time to do it for me. So I have to be a blessing and pass that on to these young men, because I'm in their life for a reason, and I know what I'm here for. This the basketball side kind of saved my life, because I always thought I was going to make it playing. You know, like Ian saying, I was a All-American nominee, and I fell short because I didn't take it serious. So I'd be so hard on these kids because I had that chance, and I don't want these kids to fall short or even feel like they have to go out here and sell drugs and do the stuff that they see and just prosper. That's why I don't care if my guys sign love scholarships for basketball or academics, because they're getting out. They're getting out of East Cleveland, and they're going to do something. I have guys that signed to college that was on the basketball team, but they're not playing basketball, but they are in school, and they can use them lessons that we use for basketball and transfer them into life. So I'm just trying to teach these guys life lessons. If we get them in school for basketball, good. If we get them in school for academics, good. If these guys graduate high school and they can do something with their hands as far as a trade, then that's fine too, because then these guys have a career. But it's not all about basketball. When you make the Shaw High basketball team, we're teaching life lessons. So that I got that job for that reason.
I'd like to piggyback off that real quick. I used to be a juvenile correction officer for the state of Ohio. I worked at the Cuyahoga Hills Juvenile Correction Facility with the worst kids in Ohio, been there for murder, rape, armed robbery, everything. And that's another reason, working that type of job, seeing that type of stuff and seeing what these kids go through. And I would sit there, and any kid listening right now, if I was their youth specialist, Cunningham, they know the type of guy that I was in there. I would sit down there and help those guys write letters. I would sit there and teach those guys how to do a resume. I would sit there and write poetry with those guys. Those guys would open up and talk about their life. And some of the stuff that these kids would go through with their family, or, you know, as far as like horrible stories, I'm not going to say on the air, horrible stories that would make you cry when you heard what these kids were going through. That is a reason why I'm the human being that I am as well, because, you know, it is what it is. There's some things that just have to be done. And if we as human beings don't take the initiative to try to do something positive, we're just letting the human life down. So I'm a big advocate of far as just being as passionate and heartwarming just as you can be with humans, because at the end of the day, we have to lead by example. And Reggie is a great leader as far as this. Reggie is also the baseball coach at Shaw. He's not just the basketball coach. So that shows the passion. He goes from one season to the next season. And that's kind of how you have to live your life. You got to be that type of human being, and you got to lead by example. So, you know, when I hear him say that stuff, and for me being a juvenile correction officer with so-called the worst kids in Ohio, and I would sit there and I enjoyed that job. Only reason I left that job is because they were making me work 16 hours a day, 5 days a week, never had a weekend off. It was hard on my family life, but that was a passion I had to help those young men. And so when I hear Reggie saying what he just says, it makes me think, yeah, that's how you have to be as a human being. And so I commend him as being the baseball coach. And that's something that people wouldn't know. How many of the basketball coaches on other schools are also the baseball coach, you know?
Hey, I'm sorry, Ian. I'm sorry. But when you said that about working them 16 hours, I was thinking about that, because my wife, I know she gets upset, but she loves being a basketball mom, because I teach at, you know, and I teach at Shaw. So I'd be there from 8 o'clock to 3 when it end. And then we'll have study table from like 4 to 6. And then we'll eat our pregame meal. And then we have a game, and then we're not leaving to go home till about 9:30. You know,
easier for me if I wasn't dealing with like 16, 18 kid riots and breaking up, like jumping. I was dealing with that for 16 hours. So that was a little, but yeah, no, I mean, the passion is there because that's what I did, and I love the job. But, you know, I commend just as humans. I mean, I just think, you know, that's why Reggie and I are friends, because the type of humans we are. I mean, we've stayed in touch over, you know, there's been some times where we haven't talked just because it's life, but we connected again. And I think, I think you draw certain people to you in life. And I think that's why Reggie and I are, I would say he's a friend.
Yeah. And I think I hear from both of you, what I hear is that the experiences that you've had in life, either the experiences that you had as a kid that kind of shaped you, or the experiences and the environments that you've been in, have pushed you to want to be able to give back, to be able to know that, you know, you've been able to have success in life, and you want to be able to share that success and guide kids who maybe need a lot of guidance to get to the right spots and to get to them to a place where they can be successful in life. I think that's, again, it's tremendous. And I know, speaking for the both of you, you know, I know the amount of time that goes into being a high school coach. And I think it's tough. You are away from your family a lot, and you have to, you know, there are sacrifices that you have to make. And when you're doing that for those kids but you're making a difference, and you see your kids, you know, graduate, you see your kids go to school, I mean, that's got to make you tremendously proud. I'm sure, Reggie, when you see those kids, you know, accomplish and get through, again, a neighborhood that a lot of us probably would have a hard time even understanding what those kids face on a day-to-day basis. And so I think it's just a credit to, again, both of you, what you guys have been able to do, both as coaches and your professional lives, and now with this showcase. I just think you're providing a great opportunity for kids who, in a lot of cases, may not have had that opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like I said, I saw a vision after watching Mr. Chibs, and I saw a vision, and I went for it. I went for it, and I'm hoping that eventually it's, you know, maybe this year will be a single, maybe next year will be a double, but I'm hoping it's a home run for years to come. I truly have a passion, and I Kenny, I talked to him actually before I got on the show, and I was like, I'm going to represent you, man. He's like, man, do it, man. My guy. He's like, I can't wait to come up to Cleveland. And so he wants to meet all you guys. I mean, he's excited. I told him I was going on the show. He's going to listen to this. So yeah, I mean, we're going to do something big eventually. Hopefully it sticks. I hope it can be an annual event.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you mentioned earlier that you had some sponsors, so why don't you mention those sponsors, and then also just kind of give a one final wrap up kind of what you foresee that event looking like. And maybe, I don't know if people out there who are listening that maybe want to get out in touch with you, give them a way to reach out and give them the exact details of when, where, all that stuff. And we'll wrap up there.
Okay. So yeah, I want to thank the Hampton Inn at Oakwood Village for providing a room. That was fantastic, where, you know, made it so he can come here, and just, I mean, what a great facility to be able to do that for us. Gilliam Consulting, they're going to supply, they bought the trophies for us. Highbrow, it's a eyebrow arching and waxing and things like that, and makeup. They helped a lot with donations. We're going to be catered by a 5-star rated restaurant, Michael's Sandwich and Cafe. It's a 16-year staple of downtown Twinsburg, strives to provide excellent service. I mean, just a really fantastic family business that they do catering and weddings and things like that. They really helped out with some money. And like I said, they're going to be supplying some food for the meet and greet. And then MC International, it's a graphic and illustration company. They're going to help with the T-shirts and stuff. So all these people have made it. And then the referees, when you see these referees, just, I mean, donating their time to come out and help. And then the coaches coming out. These guys are going to volunteer to just coach. And then the church, that, you know, my church, my pastor, for letting me have this vision come through. My pastor Calvin Brown and Pastor Trent Thomas and Destiny Church out here in Twinsburg, Ohio, they're letting me have the facility, the Edge Sports and Arts Academy, to do something special. I mean, I want to see everyone out there. Anyone listening, I want you to come support these kids. Just do the right thing. And coaches, next year, I'm going to come knock on your doors again. I'm going to come with a flyer, and I'm going to ask you to nominate a kid. And I hope after you see it successful that you'll say, you know, I'm not going to turn my back. I'm going to nominate one of my students from that school, and let's make it bigger. Let's make it Cleveland. Let's make it Northeast Ohio. I've got kids coming from Lorain and Dayton and Cincinnati, Columbus, Michigan, Louisiana, Tennessee, you know, and I love that. I love that, you know, people are willing to travel, and that tells you a lot about Kenny Anderson. So it's going to be May 31st, which is a Friday. It's going to be at 6 p.m. That's going to be just for invites only. It's going to be 8 o'clock. It's just going to be a gathering of young adults to get to meet each other. Parents get to talk to the different coaches, and get to meet Kenny on a better basis, a one-on-one type basis, because on Saturday, Kenny's got some business to take care of. He wants to try to get some good athlete talent that can go and help him win and build, and he wants to have a good recruiting, you know, up here in Northeast Ohio. And so Saturday, registration will be at 9 a.m. till 10 a.m., and then the first game's going to kick off at 10:30, and it's going to go all the way up until a little after 3 o'clock with the top 16 players picked in the final game, and there'll be trophies handed out. For the loser will get a runner-up, and the winners will get a bigger trophy for the winners of the first annual Kenny Anderson Showcase, and there'll be an MVP trophy awarded. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, they can get me on Twitter at IanCLE1. That's IanCLE1, or on Instagram at IanCLE, IanCLE. And I'm going to pass it to Reggie.
Oh, I just want to thank you guys for having me on. I can't wait till the 31st. If you want to reach me, I guess for any type of anything, Coach Harwell, 1818.
All right, guys, perfect. We can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your evening tonight to share with us about the Kenny Anderson High School Basketball Showcase. I think it's going to be a great event. I think it's something that's very unique that no one else out there really is doing anything along these same lines. And I think it's going to be a tremendous opportunity for the kids to get a chance to attend. Hopefully it'll end up being a tremendous opportunity for the college coaches who are in attendance to watch the players, which will only help the event to grow and get bigger year after year. So Ian, Reggie, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast with us. Thanks so much for putting together this great event, and we'll look forward to coming out and being a part of it. So thanks to everyone out there for listening, and we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.